and welcome to Grad Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. Grad Audio goes with a booklet called Grad, which can be downloaded for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. There's also a workbook to help you digest the content. Grad was originally meant as a support for first-year students at university, but most of the content is relevant to anyone who is studying. It is loosely organized according to the four terms of the academic year, but you can dip in and out as you wish. The chapters don't build on each other. This episode is still part of the section we called Summer, the first term, when you're settling in and have to get used to all kinds of new challenges. Let's talk about managing information and how to do the basics right. The one basic skill you will need, regardless of what you study, is the ability to handle information, to understand what comes your way and, in turn, communicate your thoughts and ideas clearly. You have to understand by listening and reading. You have to communicate by speaking and writing. So let's think about listening. In the first place, listening is an activity. If you sit back passively, letting the other person's words wash over you, you will understand nothing. Concentrate. Give the speaker your full attention. In a conversation, listen with all you've got, not only with your ears. Body language gives you a whole second layer of information, which may never be expressed in words. Your body language, in turn, will show your interest, keeping the energy flowing to and fro. Asking thoughtful questions will help you understand what is being said even better. And then you haven't really heard someone until you can capture the central meaning of his or her message in your own words. Every so often, paraphrase what the other person has said. In a lecture, don't try and copy every word that is said. Listen, understand the point the lecturer is making, jot it down, and move on. Stay with him or her. When it comes to reading, passing your eyes over the words on a page is not the same thing as reading. Reading must be systematic. You must be able to break a passage down into its component parts. What is the core idea? What supporting arguments does the author use? What new thoughts or terms are introduced? What do they mean? When you've read a paragraph, stop. Look up, ask yourself those questions. When it comes to speaking, the surest way to fail at getting your message across when you speak is to focus on yourself. Try and focus intensely on your message and on your audience, and most of the anxiety about speaking in a group or in front of others will be overcome. Make an outline of the main thoughts you want to convey before the time. In this way, you will ensure your nerves do not make you lose the thread of your argument. When it comes to writing, plan what you want to convey before you start writing. What is the point you want to make? How are you going to support it? Where do you want to start? Do you have a good ending in mind? Sit back and think. Talk to yourself or make a few notes. Have a plan. Then write simply. Try not to use big words and fancy phrases. The point is to convey your thoughts clearly, not to embroider. Keep your sentences short. Avoid too many adjectives. Always reread the whole piece you have written once you have finished. You may even try doing it out loud. You will hear repetitions and clutter very quickly and pick up awkward phrasing or grammatical mistakes. Reading good writing is also a great way to improve your own writing skills. Read and imitate writing you admire. And then, most universities have a writing center. Go and see what support they can offer. Now, there's one comprehensive skill, note-taking in class. There's no single correct way to take notes. Your notes are for you. No one else needs to understand them. But you must be able to when you look back at them. Here are a few tips. 1. Arrive early. Often the introduction sets out the shape of the lecture, making it much easier to follow. 2. Make sure that you are an active listener. Understand rather than trying to remember. The more you think about what you are noting down, the more you will understand and remember later. Some don'ts. Don't take down sentences or passages word for word. Don't copy a mass of factual information. Do, however, use a loose-leafed folder so you can add extra pages later. Do summarize, be concise. Write neatly so that you can read it later. Use headings and numbered points. Use abbreviations or shorthand that you will understand. Leave spaces for later additions or amendments. And note down the details of all books or other sources referred to. Lastly, stay till the end of the lecture. Often the lecturer will summarize the lecture in the last few minutes, which is very helpful for checking your notes. There are some very good resources that you can refer to. There's a book called How to Read a Book, written by Mortimer J. Adler. The Elements of Style, that's William Strunk and E.B. White. How to Speak, How to Listen, another Mortimer J. Adler. The titles again, How to Read a Book, The Elements of Style, and How to Speak, How to Listen. Then there's one really helpful website, and that is at Manchester University in the UK. The website is humanities.manchester.ac.uk. And you can add, if you want to, study skills. humanities.manchester.ac.uk/study skills. It's a goldmine of helpful information. Just a note about the value of a textbook. One of your key resources is your prescribed textbooks. Textbooks are carefully selected by your lecturer to provide you with a roadmap to guide you through your course in a logical and structured way. Many textbooks contain material that contextualizes the South African environment, which is an added advantage. Remember, the long-term value of your textbook far exceeds the price you pay for it now. You invest in it now simply to obtain your degree, but the knowledge you gain from it will stand you in good stead for many years to come as you build a successful career for yourself. Start by reading the introduction and studying the table of contents to give you a framework for the material. Go back to the table of contents every time you start on a new section so that you can fit it into the bigger picture. That was episode 6 of Grad Audio. Remember, you can download the text for free on the same platform where you found the podcast, and do look at the workbook. It will make the content much easier to use. Next time, we start the second term, and we talk about using your study time as effectively as possible. Do join us again. Until then, goodbye. Hamba kahle. Moi luk.